What happens if they break open? It freezes and they break open. What do they do?
What is
on top of the bed?
Best bag.
Yeah, it's back there. Okay, what's this wrapped on the floor? What's this on the floor?
Sleeping bag.
Okay, is there another word for it?
For the head sleeping bag, they just make a
bedroll.
Okay. What's what are these?
Quilts.
And what's this on top of the pillow?
Flowers.
So what do you put on the pillow though? What's
pillowcase?
And what do you call the whole general category thing? And what are these?
Towel?
No, blanket.
Towels.
Okay, so that is okay. Okay. You're getting ready to go to the grocery store. What do you say?
I'm going to the grocery store.
Okay. What you call the grocery store or just the grocery?
Grocery store.
Okay. You had to do some what?
Shopping?
Mm-hmm. Okay, when you buy some meat and they put it in brown paper and they, what with the brown paper?
They wrap it.
Okay, when you get home, you have to
unwrap it.
All right. Okay, if you had to sell something and you had to lose money on it, you took a
loss.
Okay, and something's
too
expensive,
is
it? Can't buy it. Yeah, right.
But it's what
too much? What too much? It's too much.
Okay, on the first of the month, the bill is?
Too high.
We've got them fonts. The bill is due. Okay, we've said borrow and scarce.
Yeah.
Okay, got those things.
And what about that bonus gift? Do you have a name for a bonus gift, you know? Like if you get, you buy so many of these and you get some green stamps, you take them and redeem, and that's what you call a bonus gift, or you have a name for it. I've never heard of a name for it. Lagging app or something like that.
I'm just take my stamp books and get a... It's not a gift because you paid for it.
That's right.
You want to do this section 25 because I don't understand.
Okay. If somebody came to see you and you wanted to be hospitable, you know, and you all were eating supper or something, you said, well, come on in.
Sit down and eat with
us. Yeah, right. Sit down and eat with us. And then if you said, well, you know, somebody would draw up a chair or something like that. Okay, and suppose you were telling somebody about this. You said, well, we were eating supper and I had just... You're trying to say a different tense than the verb said. And then you tell the person that came in and said, well, come on, you know, pass something, say.
Have something.
Yeah, or help yourself, would you say help yourself, you think?
Yeah, probably.
And then suppose that person doesn't like that or is already full of something and maybe they don't, maybe they're diabetic and have sugar or something. They said, well, thank you, but I just don't.
Caffeine?
Yeah, I don't care for anything.
What do you do with your food?
Chew it.
Well, yeah, what do you say, chomp it up?
What's this?
Well, an apple.
What's this?
Apple pie.
And what's that what you make with apple?
Apple berry.
Mm-hmm. And what's it you make with peach?
Cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is it that you call all the stuff that you eat?
Groceries.
Okay.
Food.
What do you put on top of something? Something and it runs down, like if you put it on top of ice cream and sometimes it's made of caramel. And
like sauce or something? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're going to go and you take one out of your food, you take
a bite.
How often do you eat?
It depends.
Well, it's my personal interview. How often do you eat?
In fact, you're all supposed to have two men. They're trying to get you to say the different tenses of the verb to eat.
I eat three times a day.
What about yesterday?
Yesterday you...
I ate.
What about last week? Talking about general...
I ate.
Well, would you say, if you're saying in a subjunctive, like, I had
eaten.
What's this stuff?
Coffee.
That's what it makes.
Pot.
How to cook it.
Do you say you bought it, purchased, driven, or made it into coffee?
I guess what it is.